This is the Archaeology News Weekly, and I'm David Connolly. This news is brought to you in partnership between Stone Pages and the British Archaeological Jobs and Resources website. All the stories have been collected from various sources, and to view details on each story, including the source, please see the Stone Pages website at news.stonepages.com. I'd just like to say it's good to be back after my break in Cambodia and Thailand, and now the main headlines from around the world. Iron Age and Neolithic sites are discovered in Iran, and a prehistoric milling site is found in California. Thornborough Henges may become a theme park, and Europe's most ancient graves are unearthed in Poland. Imported food trade began over 4,000 years ago in the Andes, and an impressive 7-metre-long Iron Age boat is put on show at a Lincoln museum. 5,000-year-old earthenware is unearthed in northwest China. And finally, German archaeologists and astronomers claim the Bronze Age Nebra sky disk has been deciphered. A team of archaeologists working at sites in Zanjan province in Iran recently discovered several dishes and a bronze arrowhead dating back to the Iron Age. The discoveries were made at the sites of Abhar and Koramdara. The archaeologists were surprised to discover Iron Age artifacts in Zanjan province. The director of the Abhar Cultural Heritage and Tourism Office said that the artifacts were found in an ancient cemetery nearby, but gave no details about the exact location of the discovery. Davud Abiyan explained that during the previous two phases of excavation, several sites and artifacts were found, adding that most of the finds date back to the prehistoric era and the Iron Age, including cemeteries, tepes, caves and settlement sites. Also in Iran, the discovery of an 8,000-year-old oven in Shahrud, a city of Semnan province, revealed evidence regarding the lifestyles of the people who lived in the Shahrud Plain around 6,000 BCE. This discovery raised new questions about the method of life and crafts of the inhabitants of the region during the Neolithic and earlier. In addition to workshops and ovens, evidence of settlement was also found during the excavations, which has increased the hope for finding more structural remains in the area. A pile of burnt soil was found in the western part of the oven site and has strengthened the possibility for the existence of pottery workshops in the area. Archaeologists excavating a housing development site in California, USA, found a prehistoric milling area estimated to be around 8,000 years old. Large arrowheads, hearths and stone slabs used to grind seeds and acorns were among the items found at the site at the base of the Angeles National Forest, according to archaeologists from Cogstone Resource Management, Inc. No human or animal bones were discovered, the company added. Workers removed and catalogued around 100 tools and implements used by the Gabrielino Tongva tribe, which has lived in the area before the Europeans arrived. Archaeologists have known since the 1960s that the area contained artifacts, but the exact location of the milling site was not discovered until 3 weeks ago. Azusa is about 30 miles east of Los Angeles. The man who created the Lightwater Valley theme park wants to turn the ancient Thornborough Henges in North Yorkshire, England, into a tourist attraction. Landowner Robert Staveley outlined his ideas at a public meeting called by West Tanfield Parish Council. Mr. Staveley said he aimed to create a car park and visitor centre, build a transport system around the site, and recreate the southernmost henge so visitors could see how it once would have looked when it was built over 5,000 years ago. He said the henge mound would be covered in a membrane and earth added on top so as not to harm the archaeology. At the moment, when people come here, they're so disappointed because there's so little to see, he said. He added his plans were, though, at a very early stage, and more discussion would be needed to take place. George Chaplin of heritage campaign group Time Watch said Mr. Staveley's proposals were not quite as frightening as they could have been, but he is still concerned about recreating the southern henge. He would like to see entry to Thornborough Henges remain free of charge. He worries about looking at it from purely a commercial perspective. Last week, quarry firm Tarmac was refused planning permission to expand its current operations near the Henges because of the national importance of the site. Commenting on Mr. Staveley's tourism scheme, a spokesman for the firm said they see no conflict in principle between tourists visiting the Henges and the continuation of their quarry at Nosterfield with the useful employment it provides. Five of Europe's most ancient graves dating back 10,000 years have been unearthed at the village of Dwercza, central Poland. Archaeologist Marian Marcianek found the graves on the site of ancient post-glacial dunes. In them, a young woman believed to be aged 18 to 21 was put to rest with a baby, a child aged 5 to 7, and another aged 7 to 11. An adult male found at the site was buried sitting upright, as if on a throne or a chair. The bodies were dressed in animal skins, decorated with the teeth of wild animals, and wrapped in tree bark. The remains were then placed in tombs lined with pine logs, sprinkled with powdered red ochre to symbolise blood, and then burned. The burnt-out graves were then lightly covered to create small mounds. "We've been digging for 9 years, but there are still unanswered questions," Marcianek said, of puzzling half-circles made of small bonfires researchers found near the graves themselves. The importing of foods has been going on for thousands of years, archaeologists have found. Evidence that crops were being traded as goods 4,000 years ago over a distance of hundreds of miles between the Amazon Basin rainforests and the Andean highlands has been discovered. Archaeologists say that the first time it was possible to draw on a range of foods grown in different regions marked a key moment in the development of human societies, when people moved from hunter-gatherer cultures to an agricultural culture, actively developing and trading new food crops. Reported in the journal Nature, a team who excavated a stone house at Huaynuna, north of Arequipa, in the western slopes of the Andes, found evidence of the ancient trade in plant remains contained in sediments and three grinding stones. Dr. Linda Perry of the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History and colleagues found that microscopic remains of three crop plants, maize, potato and arrowroot. Arrowroot tubers do not grow in the Andean highlands and probably originated from lowland Amazon rainforest sites. Maize starch grains were the most common plant remains on the grinding stones, suggesting that maize was also grown at the site. The Huaynuna house is older than any of the other sites in Peru where maize has been found, and sets back the date of maize cultivation and processing in the region by around 1,000 years. The crop, known as corn in some countries, was first used in Mexico around 10,000 years ago. Although researchers knew it had migrated down to South America, exactly when it was domesticated there is still poorly understood. This data confirms what many archaeologists have suspected for a long time but were unable to prove. The discovery of arrowroot was also highly significant, because it probably could not have been grown in a high-altitude region like Huaynuna, which suggests it was brought here from another area, and may have been part of a bartering commodity. A boat dating back to the Iron Age has gone on show at a Lincoln Museum in England. The log boat, which has undergone 4 years of conservation work, is now on display at the city's new archaeological museum, The Collection. It was discovered at Fiskerton, Nottinghamshire, in 2001, when the Environment Agency was carrying out improvement work on flood defences. The 7-metre-long oak boat will complete the museum's display of Iron Age finds from the region. Councillor Eddie Paul, Lincolnshire County Council's Executive Member for Cultural Services, said that the boat was the finishing touch to the Iron Age section of the archaeology exhibition, which explores the remarkable range of archaeological finds from Fiskerton. You can see the boat, together with other regional treasures from the Iron Age, at the Collection Museum. Why not give them a call on 01522 550 990 or visit www.thecollection.lincoln.museum for further details. A large earthenware jar painted in black and brownish red, which is confirmed by experts to be around 5,000 years old, was unearthed recently in Lintao County of northwest China's Gansu province. The discovery belongs to a period from around 3,300 BCE to 2050 BCE, but is rare because of its bird shape and numerous openings. Usually these types of jars were made only with one opening on the top, but in this case there are two openings at the top of the jar, a large opening located on the side and a further smaller one in the middle. The experts said the painted jar unearthed in Lintao belongs to the late period, and as designs on ancient vessels such as these often reflect the lives and environment of their makers, the jar will help archaeologists study their culture. And finally, a team of German scientists claimed to have deciphered the meaning of the mystery-shrouded sky disk of Nebra, saying it was used as a complex astronomical clock for the harmonisation of solar and lunar calendars. Archaeologist Harald Meller said it was a clear expansion of what we already knew about the meaning and function of the sky disk. Now, here you just have to bear with me. Unlike the solar calendar, which indicates the position of the Earth as it revolves around the Sun, the lunar calendar is based on the phases of the Moon. A lunar year is 11 days shorter than the solar year because 12 synodic months, or 12 returns of the Moon to the new phase, takes only 354 days. The sky disk of Nebra was used to determine if and when a 13th month, the so-called intercalary month, should be added to a lunar year to keep the lunar calendar in sync with the seasons. The 32-centimetre wide bronze disc with gold leaf appliqué representing the Sun, the Moon and the stars is considered the oldest visual representation of the cosmos known to date. A cluster of seven dots has previously been interpreted as the Pleiades constellation as it appeared 3,600 years ago. The explanation of the disc's purpose sheds new light on the astronomical knowledge and abilities of the Bronze Age people, who used a combination of solar and lunar calendars as important indicators for agricultural seasons and passage of time. According to astronomer Wulfhard Schlosser of Ruhr University, the Bronze Age skygazers already knew what the Babylonians would describe only 1,000 years later. Whether this was a local discovery or whether the knowledge came from afar is still not clear, Schlosser added. Ever since the disk was discovered, archaeologists and astronomers have been puzzled by the shape of the Moon as it appears on the disk. Hamburg astronomer Ralph Hansen wanted to explain the thickness of the crescent on the sky disk of Nebra, and, in his quest to explain why Nebra astronomers created a sky map with a 4- or 5-day-old moon on it, Hansen consulted a collection of Babylonian documents from the 7th and 6th centuries BCE that contain a calculation rule for the crescent that looks strikingly similar to the one from Nebra. According to the ancient Babylonian rule, a 13th month should only be added to the lunar calendar only when one sees the constellation of the Moon and the Pleiades exactly as they appear on the Nebra sky disk. The Bronze Age astronomers would hold the Nebra clock against the sky and observe the position of the celestial objects. The intercalary month was inserted when they saw in the sky a correspondence to the map on the disk they were holding in their hands. This happened every 2 or 3 years. But the German researchers also discovered that in the 400 years that the disk was in use, its status evolved. The perforations on the edge of the object, as well as a ship that was later added to the map, suggest that the knowledge of the lunar calendar's shortage of days was lost along the way, and that in the end, this became a cultic object. The disk was found in 1999 by two previously convicted treasure looters outside the eastern German town of Nebra, near Europe's oldest observatory, in Gosseck. It was seized by authorities in 2002, along with other Bronze Age artefacts, in a police operation in Switzerland. Can I just say, once again, it's good to be back after my break. My personal thanks goes out to the archaeologists and earth watchers I was very pleased to meet with in Pimai in Thailand. Once again, can I remind people that many new archaeological and heritage employment opportunities, as well as a UK heritage calendar, library and guidance section, can be found on Badger. That's www.bajr.org. And remember, more can always be found at Stonepages as well, news.stonepages.com. Thanks very much for listening to this Archaeology News Weekly, and we hope you'll return again next week.